KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. 4 years ago, turnout by younger voters rose to about 50%, and voters between the ages of 18 to 29 supported then-candidate Barack Obama by a 2-to-1 margin. What's going to happen with a youth vote this year? Well, a Gallup poll in July found that 58% of 18 to 29-year-olds say they intend to vote this year, but that was by far the lowest plan-to-vote percentage of any age demographic. Are you a younger voter between 18 and 29? Are you motivated to vote this year? Why? Give me a call at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. Are you voting in your first election this year? Tell me how that feels. 800-289-5869. If you're a younger voter, what are the issues that you are focusing on? You can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Abby Kisa is the youth coordinator and researcher at CIRCLE. That stands for the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, and that's located at Tufts University. Thanks for joining us, Abby.
Yeah, thank you, Ross.
There were some projections from last summer that the young voters, 18 to 29, will be voting in lower percentages than other age demographics, but that's a little dated now. Is it still true?
Well, yeah, what we're seeing is that the indicators of engagement in the election, while down compared to 2008, have definitely been on the rise. So since we did a poll with young people in the summer and then just talked to them again in mid-October, the same young people, and what we see is a rise in young people following the election and a rise in the young people who say that they are very or extremely likely to vote. So in mid-October this year, we saw that over two-thirds of young people are very or extremely likely to vote.
Now, how would that put them in comparison to older age demographics? Would that put them about par, voting in larger percentages, voting in lower percentages?
Yeah, well, we solely polled young people in our work, but based on what I've seen from other pollsters and other researchers, is that young people's sort of intention to vote sort of lags behind those who are over 30.
Why is that?
Well, it's a whole lot of things, Ross. One of the things that we think is really important is exposure to being asked, exposure to people talking about politics, exposure to talking about issues. And there's a vast inequality in young people's exposure to being asked to participate in things in their community and being exposed to things like, you know, civic education, civics classes. It's really different depending upon where you live.
And, of course, all people 18 to 29 are not the same. What are the characteristics of young people who will tend to vote versus those who may not?
Yeah, well, that's a really great point. Thanks for bringing that up, Ross. I mean, young people are very diverse. They're very diverse racially and ethnically, and they're very diverse in a lot of other ways. For example, when you look nationally, 40% of young people who are eligible to vote in 2012 don't have any college experience. And in Washington state, that number is actually 47%. And that's important because education correlates very strongly with voter turnout. So, for example, in 2008, about 62% of young people 18 to 29 with any college experience turned out to vote, and that differed from young people who don't have any college experience in that they turned out at a rate of about 36%. So young people turn out at different rates based on their different experiences and their different ways of interacting with politics.
Now, you mentioned that just being asked influences younger people to go to the polls and vote. And when it comes to this year's election, how do you evaluate the candidacies of Barack Obama and Mitt Romney? Are they making a concerted effort? And do you think Barack Obama will repeat his success of 4 years ago when he did very well with young voters?
Yeah, well, this year is really interesting. One of the things that we saw in 2008 was that the Obama campaign had quite a youth strategy, but the McCain campaign really didn't have sort of a youth strategy to speak of that was really clear. But this year, what we're seeing is that the Romney campaign does seem to have a youth strategy, and they have sort of allied groups really out there reaching out to young people in a way that they were not in 2008. So that's one big difference. But campaigns are not the only group who are asking young people to vote. We found in our poll that over 40% of youth said that they would be more likely to go and vote if a friend asked them or a parent asked them. And so things like, you know, for example, today is Trick or Vote Day that the Bus Federation is putting on. And groups like the Washington Bus are going around and talking to people and giving them information and asking them to vote. And so this is why efforts like Trick or Vote are so important.
So Mitt Romney's making more of an outreach effort to young voters. Is it working? Do the polls show that younger voters are going to go to him in larger numbers than they went for McCain 4 years ago?
Well, there's always this question of, you know, whether or not you're persuading voters or whether or not, you know, you're getting people who already agree with you to turn out. And what we saw in our poll comparing candidate support over the summer and candidate support in mid-October was that with extremely likely voters, candidate Romney did not gain very much. In fact, he lost a very small percentage, but it was within the margin of error. So while we saw the president gain support with likely voters in the past 3 months, former Governor Romney has not done that with young people who are extremely likely to vote.
Abby Kisa, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Abby is the youth coordinator and researcher at CIRCLE, the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University. Are you a younger voter? And by that, I mean between the ages of 18 and 29. Are you motivated this year? How would you gauge the motivation of the people in your circle of friends? 206-543-5869, 206-543-KUOW. Why do you think it is that younger people tend to vote in lower percentages than other age groups? 800-289-5869. And tell me, what are you focused on if you're a younger voter? Or do you focus on different issues than you see older voters around you focusing on? Let's go to Carrera, who's listening to us today in Bellingham. And Carrera, I understand you're 25 years old. Is that correct?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about, will this be the first presidential election you voted in?
No, it will not be.
So you're someone who's voted before. And what is kind of driving you to the polls this year? What are the issues that are important to you?
Well, for me, I'm an independent. I consider myself an independent, first of all. And for me, it's women's rights. And for me, continuing on that kind of theme, 51% of the nation is women. And if you really want to affect the economy, you'll restrict our rights. So it's kind of, you know, in connection with the economy as well.
Where does that lead you when it comes to your vote for president?
Well, with Obama, and I think that people have been maybe a little unjust to him on the conservative side. At the same time, I understand people's complaints with him as president, you know, capital gains rate and things. But I can't go with a vice president who initially said that he didn't even agree with the life of the mother. You know, that's kind of sick, sadistic on some level.
You know, one of the things that Abby Kisa mentioned that I thought was interesting is that young people's voter turnout goes up a lot when their parents ask them, are they going to vote? And when their peers ask them, are they going to vote? Are you and your peers discussing the election? Are you talking about voting?
Yes. But I'd say that my generation is more complacent about polling. Mm-hmm. That's why I think the Obama administration has been more active in their Twitter campaigns. Mm-hmm. And stuff, and on email, and not maybe being so vocal about it. My generation isn't so driven to go on to CNN and poll, you know?
Right. Yep, Carrera.
I just want to go vote.
I hear you. Carrera, thanks a lot for your phone call. 206-543-5869. And also, a difficulty in polling is the fact that a lot of young people don't have landlines, and pollsters have not quite figured out how to deal with getting people with cell phones to participate. They try to balance it out mathematically, but it can be a problem when it comes to figuring out the youth vote. Well, I didn't even talk to Carrera about the elections taking place here in our state. Besides the presidency, of course, there's a very close race for governor. There are ballot issues, including Referendum 74, which, if approved, would legalize same-sex marriage in Washington. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney and Republican gubernatorial candidate Rob McKenna oppose same-sex marriage. Yet Kyle Curtis says he plans to vote for Romney, McKenna, and to approve Referendum 74. Kyle is a sophomore at the University of Washington, and Kyle is the president of the College Republicans. Kyle, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, no problem.
So why do you support same-sex marriage, but you plan to vote for two candidates who oppose it?
That's a great question. Again, my name's Kyle. I'm president of College Republicans, University of Washington. I personally identify as a Republican, although I am a homosexual gay male. I will I support our president because, I mean, President Romney, because I don't view myself as isolating myself from the Republican Party, and I will be supporting McKenna because he, even though he personally won't be voting for referendum 74, he will, he has stated that he will uphold it if it passes in our state.
Kyle, what are the issues that are firing up college Republicans these days?
The two-thirds vote, of course, is firing us up. And
that's the referendum that will require a two-thirds vote for the approval of higher taxes. And that, I assume that would be revving up Republicans in support of that. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, what else?
Well, referendum 74, surprisingly, with our conservative group here on campus, has been revving up support for it, actually. So there's a lot of individuals within the College Republicans that will be voting for that.
No kidding. That's interesting.
Very interesting. And in fact, we've done multiple events with Washington United for Marriage in promoting R-74, although our chapter hasn't publicly or officially endorsed that referendum.
Kyle, Seattle's a pretty liberal city. Does that carry over to the UW campus? Does it affect your ability to rally young Republicans?
Oh, absolutely. Earlier this year, we had a banner up in Red Square that says, "You're not alone. Join College Republicans." There's this philosophy that just because you're a college student or that you're young, that you have to be a liberal, or that you automatically must be a liberal. And we tried to change that concept. Our members, we have about 44 active members, and our listserv is huge, but getting our members to stand out in Red Square to pass out flyers or to promote Governor McKenna or President Romney is extremely challenging for me, but we do it anyway.
Would you say that there is an atmosphere of tolerance toward conservative political perspectives at UW?
I think it's challenging, needless to say.
Now, the other initiative that I'm kind of interested in hearing what you and college Republicans are thinking about is this initiative to legalize marijuana use by adults. Is there any strong sentiment among the college Republicans you're with?
That sentiment is mixed with our group, especially.
Hey, Kyle, thanks a lot for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Let's go to the other side of the politics. Joining me from the University of Washington is Shelby Woods. She's a senior this year. She is president of the university's Young Democrats, and she'll be casting her first vote for president this week. Welcome, Shelby.
Thank you for having me here.
What are the issues that are firing up the Young Democrats?
That is a good question. A lot of them. Like Kyle said, Referendum 74 is big with us this year. We're focusing on three campaigns in our volunteer efforts. President Obama, obviously, Jay Inslee for governor, and then Referendum 74. Personally, it's the biggest reason that I'm voting this year because, you know, same-sex marriage, whether you're for it or against it, is very much a generational gap. And I think that it's something that a lot of people in our generation on either side of the aisle or independents can definitely get behind. So we're excited for that and really hoping to see it pass. More generally speaking, we're pretty excited about the economy, obviously, women's issues. We talk about a lot. Environmental issues we also talk about a lot.
Now, Shelby, you're the president of the Young Democrats at the University of Washington, so you're fired up, and I'm sure fellow members of your group are fired up. But when you encounter other people who are not part of your organization, do they seem particularly fired up about this election, or are they just kind of ignoring it? Or how do you gauge the sentiment along the broader campus population?
I think that people are still excited about this election. We did voter registration at the beginning of the year, actually with Kyle and the College Republican sometimes, and we found that people would actually just come up to our table on campus and ask if we had voter registration forms and if it was too late to register to vote. So I think that people still are excited. It's a little different than 2008, of course. And 2008 was a historic year, and it's very difficult to come the presidential election after that and expect everybody to be quite on the same level.
Yeah.
It takes work to make progress, and while 2008 was wonderful, that work isn't over. And I think that that's part of what makes it difficult to make people excited about this election. But there's still a buzz on campus. It's still a presidential election year. And I've said time and time again, there are still issues on the ballot that affect us.
Yeah.
I think people recognize that.
Did I hear you say that you, the Young Democrats, along with the College Republicans together, worked on registering voters?
Yeah, we did.
Great. Tell me one other issue that I'm kind of curious about how you gauge the reaction within your group and the broader campus is the legalization of marijuana initiative that's on the ballot, 502. What's the sentiment among Young Democrats on that issue?
I'm not entirely sure if I could say for certain, as it's not one of the initiatives that we really spent a lot of time in. Mm-hmm. I think that we do have a mixed club about it, but I think that for the most part, if people are voting against I-502, they're voting against it because they want to see something better come along that will still legalize or decriminalize marijuana.
Hey, Shelby, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Shelby Woods is president of the University of Washington Young Democrats. What about you? Are you a younger voter? Are you going to be voting this time? Why do you think it is that, generally speaking, younger voters don't turn out in as high percentages as older voters do? Let's go to Amber, who's listening to us today on Queen Anne Hill. Amber, how old are you?
I am 23.
And you're going to be voting this year?
Yes, I actually already voted.
Oh, you did? Okay. Well, what was the issue that kind of most motivated you to vote, or issues?
Yeah, there were a couple. The first was my legislative district, Noel Frames. She was running for state representative, so that was definitely a race that I paid very much attention to. R-74 is another really big one. And then the governor's race.
What was there about that? A lot of people don't pay attention to their state rep races. Why were you paying attention to yours, Amber?
Well, I actually know Noel Frame was running, and I kind of had some familiarity with Gail through learning about the CIA. Mm-hmm. However, I was really inspired by Noel and by her energy and her reaching out to young people in particular. And so I actually volunteered on the campaign and felt really connected to it. I was energized by it, and definitely a new thing for me.
So you are very engaged, but how about your broader circle of friends, maybe those of your friends who are not actively involved in the campaign? How do you gauge their interest in this election?
Yeah, I'd say it's mixed. I'm also involved in the music community of Seattle, and I was really impressed to see Music for Marriage Equality emerge, coalition of people in the industry who came together in support of marriage equality. I was very, very impressed by that, especially because, it's not something I think that a lot of artists and musicians tend to get involved with, particularly because it can be so polarizing. But look at Macklemore. You know, he was just on Ellen. And so I think that it's something that is able to touch a lot of people this year in particular, and especially in Washington State.
Yeah, Macklemore. He was also on The Conversation, by the way. I got to get that plug in. You can go back and listen to that at our website, kow.org. Amber, thanks a lot for joining us. Macklemore, of course, the rap artist out of Seattle, who has done kind of the unofficial anthem of the same-sex marriage movement, I-74. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for sharing your thoughts and opinions and views. You can go to our webpage, kow.org, if you have more to say about the youth vote this year, and who's going to vote and who is not. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at kuow.org.